Andy in for Josh all this week on holidays. And we are asking you right now to give us a call on 52232955. What is your near-death experience? Because Miley Cyrus says or claims that she had a near-death experience on the flight heading to Glastonbury, where she was performing recently, that her plane had to do a couple of sharp manoeuvres to avoid some other planes, which would be scary. Like in that moment, you're sitting in your seat, you're not sure what's going on. But obviously when a plane is near you, they could be a few hundred or 1,000 metres away from you. Still close.
It's almost the lack of control that you've got. You can't really do anything. You just sort of have to hope for the best. See, I love that sort of stuff, like the turbulence and the moving around, because to me it feels like a roller coaster. And I love roller coasters. So I'm just like, yeah, seatbelt's on. I'm strapped in for the ride. Let's do this.
But have you ever actually had a near-death experience?
I have. Last year, Lou and I, we went over to Hawaii for my sister's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I got one day to organise whatever I wanted to do. Lou's very organised, so she normally organises everything. But there was this one day, and I thought it would be really cool to do this hike called Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Which you get this amazing view over Hawaii.
Is that Diamond Head?
I don't know.
Is that on the main island, Oahu?
Yeah, it's on the main. It's Honolulu.
Yeah, yeah. The Oahu is the main island.
Oh, is it?
Honolulu is on the... We'll have a geography lesson after the show. Go on.
Anyway, turns out it was illegal, but you could hike up the back of the mountain and still get to the top.
Right.
We weren't organised. We got nearly at the top and it started bucketing down rain. The fog came in and it was, no word of a lie, like sheer drops off the side of the mountain. Oh, it was terrifying. And we literally slid down the mountain. There were ropes that we had to use to pull ourselves up to get up the mountain. And then we used that to like abseil down.
At what point did you think this is not a good idea?
Lou crying. Lou started crying. And I was like, okay, maybe we do need to turn around.
Okay, now I'm regretting my life choices.
Have you had a near-death experience?
So Geelong on the Surf Coast... No, then I'm allergic to egg. Yes, it's been mentioned once or twice before.
Oh, really?
But Stancy, when we first found out I was allergic to egg.
Oh, there's always a first.
Right? Yep. So it was while I was 8 months old. It was while Mum was starting to feed me solids. So yep. I'd gone from the boob and I was starting to eat food. And one of the first things that she fed me was actually an apple custard.
Oh.
Within seconds, I turned blue. My lips swelled. My throat closed up. I stopped breathing. I was clinically dead for 3 minutes.
Wow.
They actually had to revive me.
You're kidding. So I didn't know that.
Every so often when I have a bit of a brain fade moment, I'm like, oh, that memory loss from when I was dead.
That must have been the
Which is a morbid way of making light of it. But yeah, the ambulance couldn't come quick enough. So I found this out last Christmas. Apparently, Mum bundled me into my uncle's car and he drove me to the hospital.
That
after
is
resuscitating
shocking.
Me at home.
Far out.
So there you go.
No eggs for Lee Stamps. No.
That's why I should be carrying my EpiPen around with me everywhere. 52232955. Russell in Warn Ponds. What was your near-death experience?
Don't know if I can top yours. I didn't nearly die that much. But I was up in Darwin for a swimming competition representing Victoria. And a group activity was to go swimming through some lagoon areas.
Right.
And now one guy said to us, yeah, you just keep going and it loops around and, you know, it's all good. So we swim about, you know, hour, 2 hours past and we're trying to wait for it to turn around. Everyone's like, you know, it just doesn't feel right. A few people dropped off. A few of us, you know, soldiered on.
Right.
We see some things moving. People feel some things and start making, you know, some thoughts. Oh, should we really be here? Car comes screaming down the road, yelling at us to get out of the water because we're in croc-infested water. And the real kicker is we had a few swimmers that were Paralympic swimmers, well, you know, younger disabled swimmers, and one of my good friends was missing one of her legs from the knee down. So it was a bit of a bank to climb up, so I grabbed her and carried her up. You should have seen the guy's face when he seen me carrying her up the hill. You know, he knew missing half a leg, he nearly fainted himself. But we saw some cages, and sure enough, there were some crocs in there, and we were all a bit freaked out.
Oh, I mean, that could have been one hell of a practical joke, though.
Is crazy. 52232955. We've got Jonathan from Anglesey. Tell us about your near-death experience.
Yes, I got a DVT in the leg, and then it moved into my lungs. The clot let go, and it became a pulmonary embolism, and I felt okay, so I thought I'd treat it myself. then I tried, all I got was just out of breath, and so I thought I'd better go and get a script. Couldn't get into a doctor, so I just went to emergency, and they did a test, and they said, safest between 0.5 and 1, you're a 9, and I got out, that was Monday, I got out of hospital on the Friday.
OMG. Wow. Firstly, when you say you tried to fix it yourself, you didn't Dr. Google it, did you?
No, look, I've met my dad's a doctor, and both parents are doctors, and all we had was medical magazines. But then I did Google, actually, I have to be truthful, I Googled that capers have a natural thrombolytic ingredient really high, so I was eating stacks of capers, and I started to feel a little bit better, so I said, it's working.
Oh, Jonathan.
I've never heard capers as a remedy for anything. Lisa in the OG, bring it home. What was your near-death experience?
It was back in the early 90s on Australia Day. We used to, at that time, camp at the Windang Caravan Park. And my sister and I used to love going down on the beach when there was storms coming in to watch them rolling over the ocean. And This particular day, I still remember the colours. It was an amazing green colour of a storm rolling in over the main beach. The next thing I know is that I'm on the ground, there's sirens going off everywhere, car alarms going off, and my sister, who was with me, started to scream that the birds were dead, and I've stood up and looked around and realised that there was all these seagulls littered out on the beach, and what had happened is that the lightning had struck before any form of rumbles or clashes of thunder. And the lightning had struck the lifesaver speaker pole and had hit the beach. And I wasn't hit. Unfortunately, a woman next to me was, and unfortunately she was killed. But just from the lightning, it knocked me out, and my sister, and obviously all the seagulls. So I'm incredibly lucky, and I still do think about that experience and, how quickly things can change around for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That is life-changing.
Wowee.
I mean, Miley Cyrus getting a little bit of turbulence is one thing, but Lisa's just trumped that.
Yeah.